tak jedině tyhle ti můžu dát. No, to jsou jediný, co tady mám. Reklamace, který si nikdo nevyzvedl. Prosím tě, a sundej si ty roztrhaný silonky, ty bído, ty si bída. Prosím, nechápu, proč jsi normálně nezazvonila, nebo nezaklepala a nevzala si ty boty.
Sound there from the film Zoufalci. In the scene, a young woman visits the shoe store where her gay best friend works. After having hastily departed from the apartment of a man she spent the night with, she realizes too late that she left her shoes inside and calls on her friend to lend her some so she doesn't have to go to work barefoot. Jitka Rudolfová's film Zoufalci or in English Losers is full of humorous but desperate moments like that. The movie deals with the lives of six friends, all in their 30s, who have moved to Prague from the small town of Jablonec nad Nisou, where the director herself comes from. All of them came to the Czech capital for different reasons, but what unites them is that they were hoping to escape the ramifications of small-town life and looking for a fresh start, from the unhappily married Dagmar to the promiscuous Sylvia. The film captures them at a time when they are beginning to realize that the changes they had hoped for in moving to Prague would not happen. Czech media dubbed the film a manifesto of a whole generation, Czech 30-somethings who have all the freedom they could ask for but still find themselves dissatisfied and forever searching. I asked director Jitka Rudolfová if she intended the film to be a portrait of a generation.
I have to say that the feelings in the themes and the feelings in this film, it is just feelings of my friends, and it was just about what I see around me, my close friends. So sometimes in some news you can read that it's a generation film or generation of 30s, but I think I'm not able to speak for a whole generation of 30s people, so it was just feeling that I want to put in the film, and the feelings were really close to me because it was stories that happened to my friends and to me.
Your film is very funny in certain moments, but in some moments it's also very sad. Would you say the film is meant to be rather sad or more like a comedy?
I think it depends, because the producers want to present the movie like a comedy, because maybe it's better for people, because they want to see some fun when they are going to the cinema. So it's better to be presented like a comedy. But I don't think it's a comedy. I think it's maybe a tragic comedy, and I wanted to shoot it like a real life, because in the real life there are also tragic moments, but in these moments, the tragic moments, you always have some points of humor.
And in certain moments I think the film seems more like a documentary than a feature film. Why did you choose to use that style?
I don't like to separate something is documentary, something is a feature, or something is I like the mixture of both style, because there is the life reality, and also you have lots of possibilities to do some stylization or something like this.
So in terms of the script, and then when you actually shot the film, how much of it is really the script and how much of it is improvisation?
The main thing is that the script is based on stories of my friends, and we were sit together, like now we are sitting, and I give them questions about their life, and they were speaking and talking about what happened to them, and then I write down the speeches, and I put it to the script, and so it's very authentic.
I asked Jitka Rudolfova why she thinks that the people of her generation often seem desperate and lost at an age when their parents' generation had usually settled down and started raising children.
I think because we have lots of freedom. I mean, the freedom that you have, I think, too much choices, and it could be quite depressive because you don't know if the way you choose is the right way. So, and I think that our parents get married too much earlier than our generation, or we. They had their children in 20 years, when they were 20 years old. And now there is no need for us to get married so soon. And so maybe it is the question of the desperation, of disillusion, because the possibilities are so huge. And I think there is no real mean of life. I don't know what sense is it, because you see all the bad things that happen around in the politics, in the nature, with people's life and people behaving together. So it's. I would like to find the sense of life.
Even though the main theme of the film is desperation, Mrs. Rudolfova does not think that her film ends on a sad note. Three of her characters decide to leave Prague and move to a farm together. The three others surprisingly bail out.
I think because there is happening for me because the three people reach what they wanted to do. And they are still on good way, I think. Then the three people, they are still on way, maybe on new way, but I think they will still keep repeating their mistakes.
Zoufalci originated as Jitka Rudolfova's thesis film for the Prague Film and TV School of the Academy of Performing Arts, FAMU. The film was turned into a feature and was produced by Czech Television in collaboration with Negative Film. It is currently showing in movie theaters across the Czech Republic.